Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
They've really taken art out of schools. Like, there's not a focus on art in schools, which is really, we feel that Paintilio has been really beneficial in that sense. We've done large murals at schools. Every single student has participated in actually creating the art.
Hello, radically loved one. I am so excited to announce a couple of fun events that are happening next year because I am excited for 2019 to be done. So looking forward to 2020, we have two big retreats coming up next year. The first one is in Scotland and that's in May. I'm excited because Tori is actually going to help me facilitate that one, and it is Finding Your Life's Purpose. So if you've ever been curious about discovering what your dharma is, what your purpose is, or you're just looking for a different career change, or you're wanting to figure out what your highest purpose is, this retreat is for you. We spent a week in this beautiful estate. The Dunsky Castle is close by, and we get an opportunity to just sit in circle and talk about the different things that create your specific medicine and purpose. And the next retreat we're doing is next summer, and it's with International Yoga. It's the Art of Intention. It's a yoga and meditation retreat, and it's the first time I'm doing a retreat in Hawaii. We're going to Hana, and you can get more information by going to internationalyoga.com. If you register before the end of November, you can still qualify to get $400 off. This will be the third time I'm doing this particular theme. It's been 2 years since I've done an Art of Intention retreat, and I know that we're going to get a really incredible group of people gathered to set a powerful intention, to get really clear and realign with what it is that you want to achieve in life. So, two big retreats next year, two different opportunities to get together and to actually be able to work closely and have a really incredible transformative experience. And if you can't join in person, there will be several opportunities to work with me online. Just sign up for my newsletter so you can be the first to know to register for a couple of online offerings that we have rolling out here in the next couple months. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Radically Loved Radio. I am joined by a very special guest today, and I'm so excited to have her on because I'm a big fan of her art and what she does. So let's welcome Jess Davenport to the show. Woo! We have to do our own clap track, you know, so like,
sure.
We're excited to be here. I am really just in awe and admiration of what you've created and the impact that it's had on the people that I know and I follow you, the impact that your this like movement project thing that you've created and how it's impacted people's ability to spend time doing something. So for the people that are listening, they're like, what is she talking about? Like, what is this about? Can you tell the audience a little bit about you and what you do?
Yeah, so I'm one of the two co-founders of a company called Paintilio, as you mentioned. And what we do is we turn any photo or any image into a paint by numbers for groups of people or individuals to collaborate on. So that means people send us their photos, any photo. We run it through our software program that we've had developed. And then we send back either a kit with all the brushes and the paints and your image as a blank paint by number to paint. Or we send it back as a mural. So what we do is we do any image of any size and we turn it into a paint by number kit, which is really cool. We're bringing it back. We're reinventing the paint by numbers, but this time it's customized, which has really exploded. And we had no idea how much everyone wanted to paint by number.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what drew me to you guys. And I found you guys through Lululemon because you guys had done a thing with Lululemon. Yeah. I'm a Lululemon ambassador. And so I went down the rabbit hole and I was like, wow, this is revolutionary. Like I think we connected like maybe last year. I feel like it's been a while. We've been trying to make this happen for a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And, yeah. And so I think that what's so fascinating about that, just in this world that we're in now, where everything's so instant, you know, it's like instant gratification. You take a picture and it's like, boom, there it is. It's developed. And then you move on to the next thing. But something that actually involves you putting your attention and awareness into what you're doing, like, I see it as an extremely mindful practice. And what a great way to just ease your anxiety and tension, right?
Yeah.
So what inspired you to do this? Like to come up with, was that the thinking behind creating it?
Actually, it wasn't my idea. It was my business partner, Lissa's idea. And it was inspired by a joke. So yeah, her ex actually used to always introduce her to his friends and say, hey, this is Lissa. Because she's a professional artist. He would say, she's a really great artist. You should see her paintings. You can barely see the numbers. Ha, ha, ha. And every time that he introduced her, he did it. And she was like, okay, this is getting old. But as a joke in response, she actually drew a paint by numbers of him by hand and gave it to him as a gift to paint. And so what he did was he painted it and it turned out really great. And they were like, whoa, this is crazy. We should do this for our friend's wedding. So she drew another one and did it at her friend's wedding and it turned out amazing. And I saw her doing this and I said, holy moly, this is really wild. And they turned out really great. And so I started showing my friends, they started asking for them for their weddings. And what we realized was we had a business on our hands. So Lissa actually approached my husband, Scott, and who's a software developer. And she asked him if he could create a software program so that she no longer had to draw these by hand, because it would take her hours and hours and hours, like 24 hours just to do one. And so he worked on that for a number of years outside of his regular 9-to-5. And one day he got it. And we turned a photo of our friend into a paint by number. And we were like, oh my goodness. And so that's right when I was like, we need to turn this into a business. Let's do it. And we were getting out of a previous business that we had owned. And boom, Paintilio happened. So it was actually inspired by a joke.
Wow, that's
we like to keep things light and fun around here. So
yeah, well, and so for you, like, what do you see this creating with regard to, you know, people connecting and spending time together? Like, have you seen a evolution of like families doing this or?
Definitely. When we first started doing this, we were just going to do wedding kits and that's it. We were going to ship them out for weddings and we loved that idea. And then we did one for a friend's wedding. And actually there was a woman there at the wedding who runs Dragon Boat Festival in British Columbia. And she said, can you do this in 2 weeks? But I need 2 10-foot by 10-foot murals. And we were like, yes, we can do that. We had no idea if we could do it, but we did it. We pulled it off. And we started a company. It paid us enough money to start in our company. And ever since then, we didn't even know that we could do murals. And boom, all of a sudden, we're bringing communities together to create. We the response we've had from people just walking by, because it's all free, it's all public, and people can just walk by, come up, paint their little spot. They can stay for 2 minutes, they can stay for an hour. The response we've gotten from our public murals is so inspiring. People just love it. That a lot of talk, there's a lot of talk around art therapy and how therapeutic it feels and how meditative and spiritually even people feel great when they're doing it. And what they really, really love about it is that they're putting their little piece on a larger collaboration.
Oh, that
people
is
love it.
Yeah, that is everything. And I think for me, that's what I saw. So I was like, this is important. We need to talk about this. This is like something that I feel like would be extremely beneficial to everyone. And look, a lot of people, you know, want to, you know, we have social media that's dedicated to pictures of ourselves, you know, so, so people really enjoy the idea of showcasing something that's very aesthetically pleasing, but then to actually put the work into creating a very artistic version of it just creates a little bit, something a little bit more substantial. What was your life prior to Paintilio?
Oh, prior to Paintilio, well, we both have arts degrees. I was a camp counselor and a tree planter. And Liz has always been an artist. She's an artist. I'm an artist as well, but she's the creative one. I'm the business side of things. So before Paintilio, we were actually running art studios for kids with a different company. It was a franchise, which we ended up getting out of because we thought Paintilio was better for us.
Yeah.
And, we've always been best friends. So we've been best friends. We've owned companies together, like businesses alongside each other. And now we actually get to do it together. It's really amazing.
Wow. That's awesome. Like yeah. That just sounds like that you're destined to create this.
Oh, hey guys. So everybody knows that skinny dipped almonds is now one of my major food groups. Skinny dipped almonds are non-GMO verified and are wrapped in a thin layer of artisan dark chocolate and have 70% less sugar than yesterday's chocolate covered almonds. They're really good. I mean, that's really all I'm going to say about it. I would always feel really guilty when I would eat an entire bag of chocolate covered other things. And most of my friends are really excited anytime they see me because they know I'm going to bring them a bag of skinny dipped almonds. And I'm excited for all of you guys to try these awesome skinny dipped almonds. I'm actually, you know, it's really not difficult to talk about how much I love these because I really eat them all the time. And now Tori's addicted to them. The dogs think they're doggy treats, but do not feed your dogs chocolate because it's really toxic for them. I don't really know what else to say. These skinny dipped almonds are so fucking good. If you want to try them, use our promo code to get 15% off your entire order. Use the code RADLOVE15. Go to skinnydippedalmonds.com or you can go to the info button on this particular podcast. Go to the link, click the link, fill up your cart with almonds that are skinny dipped in chocolate. They have so many different flavors. Dark chocolate raspberry, dark chocolate espresso. I'm not a coffee person, but they're actually really good. The ones I'm eating right now are the dark chocolate cocoa. The best ones are the peanut butter ones, but I feel like I already told you guys about the peanut butter ones. I just love them so much. If you happen to try them, tag me on Instagram and I'll send you a special gift. Don't forget to use the code RADLOVE15, RADLOVE15 for your discount. So now we can go back to our show.
What do you think? Do you think it's changed for kids now? I mean, like with regard to getting their hands dirty and doing something like a paint by number. I mean, I remember paint by numbers growing up.
Yeah, same. Like,
that was, you know, it was so much fun, you know, because I couldn't start something that I wasn't going to be able to finish. So I was like, I have to finish this like flower and I have to get all the number, you know, and it's like, but it was the feeling of completing something. And I just feel like, aside from art or sports, like what else do kids have to be able to feel that sense of accomplishment or that sense of doing something? Like,
And they've really taken art out of schools. Like, there's not a focus on art in schools, which is really, we feel that Paintilio has been really beneficial in that sense. We've done large murals at schools. Every single student has participated in actually creating the art for the mural. So they'll actually make the art. We'll do collages with schools. We'll facilitate workshops with all the students. They each get to put their little piece on, and then we photograph the collage and turn it into a paint by number mural that then the teachers and the students and their families can come and paint together. So that's something really awesome that we never had even thought of until someone asked us to do it. And I think that, I think there does need to be more of a focus on getting our hands dirty. I think I saw a news article yesterday saying that a couple of schools in Canada have started to ban laptops, and they're going back to handwritten paper.
Wow.
Which I think, I don't know how I feel about that. I haven't put much thought into it yet, but there are some repercussions of not getting our hands dirty, or kids not getting their hands dirty, and having that physical
connection.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you think about it with how we live now, and look, I love the world of the internet and social media. Like, if there wasn't for social media, I wouldn't have found you. Like, we wouldn't have connected.
Yeah, for sure.
So I do love that. But you and I also have the connection of growing up without having that.
Yes,
so
that's true.
A foundational footing for us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's something really important for kids to have, to understand that there is a connection. There's something that happens when you're like I'm a tactile like learner, you know? So for me, having the hands-on experience or being able to sit and actually do something and touch something and go on a walk and feel the trees, and it really does something energetically. And so, yeah, it's interesting. I think that's what, another thing that really fascinates me, because I'm just like, it's a complete gold mine, like what you guys have created, of just being able to facilitate something that's interesting, that's fun, that people want to do, that people want to gift somebody. And it's a great idea to bring people together. It's like, you know, back in the day we would play games or do something to interact with our friends, or when we would get together with our families, like puzzles, you know, like putting a puzzle together.
We always get compared to puzzles, but now you get to hang it on the wall and it's your own image. And we've seen a rise in family portraits, for example, or pet portraits. Pet portraits are becoming really popular. People love them. Or newborn photos, engagement photos. It's really wild. What we didn't think about. We were just like weddings, and all this wouldn't have happened without other people. Anytime someone says, can you do this? It's a new idea. And we take that and we're like, wow, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
So we're really humbled in that sense, where there's always new things coming at us and we can say yes, and the sky's the limit, and it's pretty wild.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you for doing the work. I mean, thank you for doing the work. I mean,
we're still developing the company. Like, every day we're still figuring out new things and reinventing it. And it's really fun. And something I wanted to touch on that you were mentioning before is that kids wanting to do it. And what we've noticed is that kids and adults, a lot of them are actually afraid to come up. If we're in public, for example, they're like, they don't know that they can do something hands-on in the public, which is really interesting. Mm. And so sometimes there's a little bit of, oh no, I'll ruin it, or I can't do that. And we'll say it's paint by number. Or some don't know what paint by number is. And then as soon as they start doing it, there's just this wow effect, right? Where they're they're so blown away that they can do it and they can participate, and there's a sense of accomplishment there. So, and they feel proud of themselves, and that's something we love, that keeps us going.
Yeah. As an artist, just for you, you know, like being able to cultivate your own creative desires and needs, like what do you do to feed that part of you?
Yeah. So, that's an interesting question, because I was in here last night just cutting some gift tags and just using my ruler and my X-Acto knife and my cutting pad. And I was like, this is what I love. Just like the detail. It's all about the detailed stuff. And I always grew up loving to do collage, and we get to stretch our own canvas. Like we do everything by hand. We hand brand everything. So we get to silk screen, we get to stamp, we get to cut, we get to stretch, we get to mix the paint by hand. We do every single thing by hand. And so really this Paintilio does fuel my desire. Like this, I love this. It's really nice. I feel like I'm getting to do my dream job every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the people that are watching this on YouTube, or if they're listening to this, and they maybe feel like, oh, there's no way, I'm not a creative person, I would fuck it up, or like I would do something wrong. Like, what could you say for the people that are listening to this that are art curious?
Art curious, you got to get one, because you can't fuck it up. It's paint by number. And if you do fuck it up, we send a map so that you can paint right over it. That's the beauty of paint. Is you can always fix something by just painting over top. You can always fix your mistakes. And as the great Andy Warhol said, they're called happy accidents. No, Paintilio is really awesome for that. Some people, when they see it, they're like, is this paint by number? Is this, it's a bit, they think it's tacky because it's back from the 60s, 70s, 80s. And then they see that, how hyper realistic they turn out with Paintilio's software program. And it's just, they're like, oh my God, I did that. We get photos all the time of clients that said, look, it turned out.
Yeah.
Every time we're painting one at a public event and there's faces in it, we're like, oh no. Because halfway through, everyone looks like a zombie. And we're always like, is this gonna be okay? And they always turn out. But yeah, so even us, we're like, oh, I don't know if it's gonna work.
Yeah,
and it always does.
It's fine. Man, how has art, or even just doing what you do, fulfilled your spiritual well-being?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like doing yoga, or it's like when you get in flow. So I feel like I get into flow when I'm at Paintilio. Paintilio brings me flow, just like yoga does, just like anything. When you're really immersed into something, when you're really, everything else just goes away. Mm-hmm. So I do feel that way, not all the time at Paintilio, but when I am creating, or when I'm really involved in problem solving. I really love problem solving, and we've had to overcome many, many, many problems when you start your own company and we're like, we don't know what we're doing. So that's really fulfilling for me. I guess we also have a really beautiful studio that we've just moved into after 2.5 years in what we called the hole.
Oh,
it was a 10 by 20 box with fluorescent lights and no window. So we really got to know each other in there, Lissa and I, and now we have a beautiful studio on the Sunshine Coast, right on the ocean. And it's really, that's feeling very spiritual. I'd say that's really fulfilling. Is that we went through that. We won't forget where we came from, but we appreciate what we have now, and it brings more creativity to the space.
A quick message from our sponsor.
If you're looking for a nutrient system that truly embraces and complements the mind-body balance in a holistic, nurturing way, then wellness kits from Uveda are your natural answer. They're created with the help of naturopathic and Ayurvedic practitioners committed to the healing tradition's mantra of purity and harmony. These top quality ingredients are hand-picked and refined in a way that preserve utmost quality and potency. Discover a wide range of formulas that deliver essential fatty acids, herbs, probiotic strains, and enzymes to help support your health and wellness needs. Whether you're looking for a natural detox support, a gentle digestive aid, soothing probiotics, or a formula dense in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, you can be assured you're getting only the best natural healing remedies for your body. Go to youveda.com, that's youveda.com, and enter the promo code Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, for a special discount on your first purchase.
What has been... I know you just quoted Andy Warhol now, but like, if there's a mantra or something, a reoccurring quote, something that perhaps was said to you on your path to becoming an artist or becoming an entrepreneur that's really stood the test of time, if you wouldn't mind sharing that, or like a lesson or some advice somebody gave you.
I think a couple quotes have stuck with me in terms of artists specifically that I feel resonate with me personally. One is, I don't know them verbatim, but Georgia O'Keeffe, she really said focus on the small things. So she painted these flowers really zoomed in, really close up, because she felt like people didn't notice the details. And so I really love that because I'm really detail oriented, and that's transferred into Paintilio. And I'd say that's our number one feedback, is the details. Everyone's noticing every small detail in our packaging, in the efforts we put into it, into every single custom kit. And so we've had super positive feedback about that. So I'd say Georgia O'Keeffe, and then, Picasso, his one that resonated with me is, every child is an artist. The hardest part is to remain one when you grow up, to keep that child in you. So we're trying to, and that's not verbatim either, but that's the gist of it, is keep that element of fun and inhibition, no inhibitions when you're an adult. And so I think at Paintilio, we're trying to keep the fun alive, and something, it's always new, right? Every time we do a mural, that experience is never going to happen again. It's something new every time. And yeah, we like to have fun.
Oh, I love that. For the people that are watching this or listening to this, if they want to connect with you, if they want more information on what you guys do, where can they go to get more information?
Yeah, so our Instagram is at Paintilio. It's paint, I-L-L-I-O. Our Facebook is Paintilio. Instagram's where it's at, though. We love our Instagram. You can email us, info@paintilio.com. And our website is paintilio.com.
Oh, it's very, very straightforward. So if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you are listening to this on the podcast, all of that information will be in the info button on this particular podcast. So you can click directly onto those links so you can connect with Jess and Liz. Is there, hold on, I'll cut this here. Okay.
Rosie, what's your favorite thing about Paintilio?
Honestly, it's just the whole mindfulness practice of it. Like the concept of creating something so detailed, and the colors. I mean, like, I've seen all of these murals on your guys' page, and I'm just like fascinated because I know how much work goes into creating something like that. and the time that goes in and the level of attention. And I'm just fascinating because I know that the more time goes on, people will start to crave that because they know that anything that's gonna stand the test of time requires the time to put in, you yeah. know?
Cool.
And so that's, I think that's what my favorite thing is. And I'm excited to just see you guys grow. I'm like, I'm getting in. I don't even feel like I'm in the beginning. I'm like, I saw what you guys had from the beginning. I'm like, this is going to be huge, you know? And yeah, I'm excited to just see you guys grow. And I'm always big on female entrepreneur, female owned businesses. And, you know, I love supporting in any way that I can. And I think it's especially for, you know, the people listening to this podcast or anybody that follows me know that I love to find activities and things that is going to take you away from the noise of the world. Sometimes, like, we can lose so much time just scrolling through Instagram or on the internet or just doing things that aren't productive. And I feel like we've lost the time because everything's so time filling. We have to fill every bit of time. We've just lost the art of taking time to yeah. do things. Everything's so instant. We want to do everything so instantaneously. And I know that there's room for that. You know, if we still had dial up internet, I'm sure a lot less people would use the internet. Like,
yeah,
because of our level of patience has diminished so much. And I feel that's why I can relate it to yoga and meditation. It's like yeah. meditation's not going to happen in 5 seconds and you're going to feel better. You have to be able to sit for an extended period of time, even if it's 2 minutes, even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's an hour. The benefits that you get afterwards, you know, is what begins to create that deep level of fulfillment and joy. And I think that that's what your company does. So
thank you.
Congrats. I'm like, congrats. So for the final question, I ask this to all of my guests, is I created Radically Loved as a place or a hub for people to go to get inspired, to feel supported. And the idea is that we are radically loved and supported by God, universe, source, whatever higher power of your understanding. The idea is that we are radically loved and radically supported. The universe works for us and not against us. And so the final question to you is, how do you feel radically loved?
Whew. I feel radically loved by my friends and family. That might sound like a lame answer, but I feel so supported. Listen, I feel so supported, and we wouldn't have what we have without them. So yeah, simple as that. Friends and family are supporting us and radically loving us.
Oh, well, I radically love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing this. I know we kind of kept juggling, and I, again, just want to take a moment to acknowledge you and both, and your guys' efforts, your partners involved in helping you guys create this beautiful business that is really going to help transform and change people's lives. I really do believe that. And so thank you for being a part of us and a part of our community. And we're really excited and honored to help support you guys in anything that you guys are doing. So
thank you so much for reaching out, Rosie. You're awesome. We're so excited.
You're awesome.
Everyone's awesome.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends, email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta, subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
L-E-G-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.